Number 3. Galapagos giant tortoises are a symbol of the Galapagos Islands. It is well known that they can live for many years. The average life expectancy is estimated to be over 100 years. They are said to be the oldest existing reptiles and are the largest tortoises in the world. They have been living in the Galapagos Islands since ancient times. Therefore, they are often regarded as living fossils. They measure about 1.2 meters long and weigh about 300 kilograms. They have four very strong limbs to support their heavy weight. They grow very slowly for about 40 years until they reach full size. The shape of their shells differs on each small island. It is said that this fact was one of the clues that led Darwin to his famous theory of evolution. The behavior of Galapagos giant tortoises is suitable for maintaining their large bodies. Their movements are very slow so that they can save energy. They often take a nap in the shade of a tree during the daytime when it is very hot. They get plenty of sleep since they have no natural enemy in the islands. It is said that they may sleep about 16 hours a day. They like to live in places where there is a lot of mud, such as small pools. They go to the water to drink and cool down their bodies. They eat large quantities of food. They are vegetarians and mainly eat cactuses, leaves, fruits, and so on. They breed from approximately February to April. After mating, the females travel long distances to dig a new nest. They usually lay between 2 to 16 eggs, which are the size of tennis balls. In general, the young tortoises hatch around 130 days later. In the 1800s, whaling ships hunted Galapagos giant tortoises for food, and many were killed. Since they store enough fat in their bodies to survive for over a year without any water or food, the tortoises were often kept on board ship as food supply to the crew. On some islands, they died out because of the excessive hunting by human beings. In fact, 15 subspecies of Galapagos giant tortoises were living there when Darwin visited the Galapagos Islands in 1835. Now, however, there are only 11 subspecies, which are listed as endangered and closely protected by the Ecuadorian government. There have been attempts to raise young tortoises and release them into the wild when they have reached a size that ensures a good chance of survival.